7-Eleven has more drinks than times you've been caught singing in your car and random lyrics stored in your brain combined. Choose from Big Gulp flavors starting at 79 cents, like Fanta Orange, Minute Maid Fruit Punch, Powerade Mountain Berry Blast, Brisk Strawberry Melon Iced Tea, plus many more only at participating 7-Eleven stores. This summer, put on your favorite song and hit the road with a thirst-quenching Big Gulp drink starting at 79 cents today, plus taxes where applicable.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
9:17, time for Market Watch now. Let's take a look at what to expect from the Indonesian market. I have on the line with me Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia from Aberdeen Asset Management. Good morning, Bharat. Now, yesterday, Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati, well, she explained why she came down so hard on JP Morgan Chase for downgrading Indonesia's equity market. She said that there may be herd mentality during a situation of panic in financial markets. So if someone shouts fire, then everybody runs, essentially saying that the downgrade could fuel a stampede out of the country's assets. Bharat, what do you think about her comments?
Morning, Melissa. I did have the tendency to read the JP Morgan report that actually caused a bit of a riot in Indo, and it's basically 4 pages long and another 4 pages worth of disclaimer. But it was actually largely a post-Trump election report and largely a trading report, actually, just to take profits. You know, there's no denying there wasn't anything fundamental about the report. You know, there was actually similar. I think you could have issued it to a similar report anywhere else. You know, exposed to a huge foreign bond holdings, and largely, I think post Trump there was a huge capital flight, not just in Indonesia but elsewhere in the region. So. I think the timing could have been better, but I think if you're going to call a double sell or a double downgrade on a country, especially with Sri Mulyani at the helm, I think it has to be more than 4 pages long.
Well, do you think that she had cause for concern, Bharat? I mean, just how vulnerable is Indonesia to an outflow of funds, especially if you compare it to other emerging markets?
Well, Indonesia's bond holdings by foreigners are about 50-60%. I mean, it's quite high, actually, if you think about it. And I think any herd mentality, sort of like, you know, if there's global concerns, issuing a report, I'm sure investors have done their sums and they know where to take profits. But generally, this could, you know, cause some nervousness in the markets. But I think, you know, like, you know, Warren Buffett would actually say, when there's fear, be greedy.
Okay, well, what do you think about the rupiah then? What's your outlook for the rupiah?
Well, in the short term, I think it's going to be a bit painful. Obviously, the volatility of the rupiah is going to be in tandem with whatever that Trump says on his Twitter account. but I think, jokes aside, I think in the longer term, I think the country's fundamentals will actually improve. We have a very serious president which is keen to work and weed out corruption, and we have a finance minister is basically which is very disciplined, aside from reading brokers' reports, but also, you know, just very adamant about the country's financials, you know, strength. So hopefully, in the long term, aside, you know, with commodity prices starting to improve, at least the rupiah should actually strengthen.
Well, I'd like to talk about the amnesty program that that started last year. I mean, what can we expect the tax amnesty program, Bharat, to boost economic activity in Indonesia this year?
The tax amnesty was announced last year, actually in the third quarter. It was actually a large success. You know, in a step up in penalty charges, and if you have stashed your cash outside of Indonesia, you get a whip on your arm and say don't do it again. But it was actually a very huge success. We had 10 billion worth of tax repatriated assets, and a multiple of that being declared. So I think, and you have to bear in mind, this was actually done at a time where Indonesia's economy was actually grinding. So I think, you know, the government now kind of has a larger tax base to actually pay, to play with. And you know, that hopefully now everybody has to pay their taxes, so we will get much better revenues going forward.
But can we expect like a trickle-down effect to the economic activity of the country?
You know, Indonesia's biggest issue is liquidity. I think the banks being highly exposed in terms of LDRs at about 90%, the tax repatriation to assets does help ease liquidity.
All right. The other thing, you're talking about the economy, Bharat. Last year, Indonesia saw plenty of government spending on infrastructure development, and that gave the construction sector a nice boost. I remember we were talking about the construction sector being a focus of the equity market. Can we expect the same thing going forward this year?
Actually, it's going to be a similar theme. I think, you know, infrastructure, ever since Jokowi came on, you know, into his office, you know, that's what it's been pushing, and it's one of its biggest policies. And this has been an area that's been neglected in the past administration. So in the past decade, no one has actually focused on infrastructure, because it's a policy which even subsides even your own administration. So, you know, but sometimes you have to bear the brunt of short-term pain for long-term gains. And we're going to see this a lot more going forward.
All right. Thanks for talking to us this morning. That was Bharat Joshi, Head of Investments for Indonesia at Aberdeen Asset Management. And now Julian Ng speaks to Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer of Jevons Global in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Quit eating your burgers off a coffee table. If you want to eat a burger, put it on a bar. Follow your instincts to B-Dubs for the new All-American Cheeseburger. Fresh, juicy beef smashed till it's crispy around the edges, covered in gooey cheese, and stacked to the ceiling with deliciousness. And knock that baby down with a frosted beer at the bar. Just like the sports gods intended. The new All-American Cheeseburger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Roar! Please drink responsibly.